Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, February 14, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And I just wanted to share a little bit of what's going on with my wrist. Forgive the indulgence, but I sense it may be best to self-represent while I have the chance. The nurse friend of martial artist Kate said she would connect me with an x-ray and osteopath. And I have a further update because I heard from Kate, spoke with her yesterday, and it seems that before the osteopath, we're going to go to an urgent care place. So I will keep you posted on what's going on with that. I always try to explain the context of my life, though it feels increasingly difficult to do so. And I'm more and more aware of how, I have to say it, unprecedented is my circumstance, and that is and that would, in fact, contribute to a rewriting of what's going on, because it seems so, difficult to credit what is going on. The daily harassment, the targeting, the punishing, the attacking of the past 6 years since I wrote Waking Up. Seeing how many folks are and how easily recruited to these tasks, all of which has left me feeling extremely unsafe in the world, not just feeling, but I am literally being made unsafe. I mean, I can't go out any time of day or night or early a.m. hour without being reminded via their functionaries that they know my every move, whether with headlights coming on up the street at 3 a.m. or some among their minions on foot or in vehicles crossing my path as I'm leaving the house or driving to some destination. Now, this is a tactic I've not heard discussed. I mean, obviously, it's an old one, harassment, but what I haven't heard discussed is the way this is done in a secret way. If I'm with someone, all of this, for the most part, all of this surrounding of me goes away. So it is difficult for others to understand what I'm experiencing, to be literally surrounded by teams of folks who wish you ill, is extremely isolating when no one can really understand what that's like, or even necessarily believe what you're saying is accurate. To say nothing of the isolating effect of being tortured invisibly. That's really surreal. Being tortured in broad daylight, and as they say, and with folks not being able to give me any support because they have nothing of their own experience to compare it with, and they don't have any corroboration of it in their own experience of what they're seeing. So it is extremely isolating. And because of this lack of safety, I mean, it's been quite amazing to me to see how quickly not just my neighborhood, but the entire Bay Area has literally been invaded. And I'm not using that word lightly, by folks coming in with the specific intent of ensuring that the culture, for lack of a better word, of the Bay Area turns more and more to the right. And I believe as well to ensure that the messages that get put out via the website Nations to End Work and this radio show, Waking Up, don't go very far, get smothered ultimately. So I'm trying to figure out what to do about this issue, matter of isolation, this tactic. But when it comes to the injury of my wrist, which is what I'm supposed to be talking about, what this has meant is that it's been very difficult for me to know who is authentic and who isn't, and who that I happen to interact with wherever, because literally the infiltration is thick and intense. Whether that person has been put on the payroll or not, because I have no idea what percentage of these are actually true believers, folks bred, born and bred, or folks just taking the money and run, who have no idea what's going on, but they do what they're told because it's little money on the side. I don't know. Either way, the effect is that it's very, well, it contributes to a kind of a defensiveness always, being in survival mode always, which is, in this instance, led me to not know who I can safely surrender my consciousness to if it comes to surgery. Or because what folks don't understand, and I periodically try to explain, is that mobility is really key when you are being targeted with microwave energy that is literally following you around. I mean, you know, all these drones in the sky are probably mostly for surveillance, for targeting, for precise targeting from above. And because of that, I can be in the same room with my son and be targeted. And so I have to be able to move around until I can, and sleep is very, very horrible. And it shouldn't be, because I can't move around when I'm asleep, which is why I'm raising this issue of trying to figure out a sleeping space that is EMF free. But I'm sort of jumping ahead. I just wanted to also mention that the Proudhon PDF that I am up, that I, the most recent ones, I have no idea if they are modified or not. One day I'm hoping to have a machine that is not, you know, invaded by, you know, because you can't turn off wireless or Bluetooth. They have like, you know, two operating systems on this machine. So I have to figure that one out, as well as, most importantly for my poor swollen head and brain and chest, lungs and everything else, with all this mucus that my body is generating to try to protect me from this assault. I want to be able to be free of it, at least while I'm sleeping. So if you know, if you have some inside info on a way to design, even if it's just a small space, that would allow me to sleep without being tortured, I would be most grateful. Thank you for your patience with that self-indulgent sharing.